This is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m.
98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy. 98FM.
Deborah, you're on 98FM. How are you?
How are you doing?
How are things? Are you well?
I'm grand, yeah, not bother.
Now, this is about the new Snapchat feature that we were talking about.
Yeah.
Are you on Snapchat yourself, or is it your children?
I'm on it because my child is on it.
Oh, can you go off speakerphone there and turn off that alarm?
Yeah.
There you go.
What was that, the house alarm?
Yeah,
just coming in.
There's nobody breaking into that house.
1 second.
It's still going off, Deborah. Turn off the alarm.
We know your code now as well.
She just told her alarm to shut up.
Yeah.
Who tells her alarm to shut up? Shut up, alarm! Now, Deborah, sorry, are you on Facebook or is it your kids that are on Facebook?
I'm on Snapchat because my daughter...
Or Snapchat, sorry, yes.
And she's on it. So, she's only allowed on if she has me.
Okay, so you follow her on Snapchat?
So, we follow her on Snapchat so we can see what's going on.
Okay, now, were you aware of this new feature?
I wasn't until a friend of mine... private messaged me and said Hannah's on Snapchat and she's not on ghost mode, and I was like, what are you talking about, ghost mode?
Yeah, you didn't have
she told me about the feature, I hadn't got a brace.
Yeah.
So when we actually went in and investigated it, if you zoom in close enough, it actually shows an aerial view of the house that you're in.
Yeah, it's down
which
to
which is absolutely horrific.
It's down to like I'd say a 2 foot, margin of where you are.
It's worrying for adults. I don't want people to know exactly where I am all the time. And it's worrying for people who are, for example, victims of stalking or whatever. But for kids, for these,
even for bullies.
Absolutely, yeah.
Like, it's an absolute, red target on your child's back. Like,
okay, so Deborah.
You're being bullied. Here I am. Come and get me,
Okay, so Deborah, you were shocked to find out what you discovered on your daughter's phone, which was... that people, anybody, even strangers, knew exactly what her location was because of her Snapchat.
Yeah.
How did that make you feel as a mother? That must have put the fear of God in
you. It was scary. Oh, jeez, it was scary. Like, the first thing we done was, she wasn't actually with us, she was staying with her nana. And we rang and said, get your phone and get it on to ghost mode on Snapchat. And she was like, oh, yeah, I already done it. I was like, thank God for that.
But what's worrying, Deborah, is that you weren't aware, now it's only a new thing, but you weren't aware of what ghost mode was. You obviously know what it is now.
I haven't got a clue. I know now because we kind of looked into it and we said, yeah, okay, get it off and put it on ghost mode. But until then, we didn't have breeze. I wasn't aware that this update added in this.
Yeah, this new feature.
You know yourself, you go to your phone and there's updates and you go, oh yeah, grand, yeah, whatever. Update, that's fine.
So when you checked your daughter's Snapchat account, what age is your daughter, by the way?
She's 13.
When you checked her Snapchat account, and you could have been a complete stranger, when you checked her account, you were able to find out exactly where she was at that time, down to the last foot.
Down to the house.
So she had basically told all of her Snapchat followers, and she probably had hundreds and hundreds of them, exactly where her house was.
Yeah.
It's terrifying, isn't it?
It's scary. It is absolutely very scary. Like, if they had to roll it out, fair enough, they could roll it out in ghost mode with the option to turn it on.
Yeah. But I don't even know the
Rather
reason. I don't know the reason.
On,
I don't know the reason for them even having it
it's
as
a
an
cool
option.
Apparently it's for, the older, for adults, kind of, that would go out on the pole and they're in coppers and they're in bullies and whatever, and all their mates are out and they're going to see where everybody is.
Yeah, but you can just ask people,
this is the new thing,
I think it's a cool feature to have if you can turn it on and turn it off yourself. But the point is that the fact that it's the default, for me, is very dodgy.
It should have been rolled out in ghost mode with the option to turn it on, in my opinion.
Like you say, so because you would know then if you can turn it on, that your kid would
know
that you can.
You can turn it on if you want, but leave it off.
Yeah.
But
people that just updated it without a clue.
Okay, say that for a second, Deborah. Make sure your alarm is off in the house. I want to go
shut
to
up alarm.
Shut up alarm. I want to go to Jason. How are you, Jason?
Hey, how's it going? You well?
Now, Jason, you say that this feature has been available on Facebook for ages.
Yeah, on Facebook. If I drive through Dublin city centre, I get notification. Everyone else in the city that has enabled, it comes up and tells me their names and tells me where they are and how many kilometres away they are.
No way.
I drive down to Mayo. It tells me about every person I know and every town that I pass on the way and where they are and how far away they are from me as I pass them. it's been there for years, about 2 or 3 years, they say, just nobody notices because they don't look at these things, you know.
So I can find out exactly where people are who are friends of mine on Facebook.
Yeah, if you go to Facebook, click the tools menu on the right, and locations is there. I think I see your friends' locations or locations, and that'll show you where everyone is. You can then go to traveling. It'll show you what countries people are in, or other towns that are usually not in will come up as them being traveling as well.
Wow.
And then it will tell you people that are in. It knows your hometown. It knows where you live. It knows where you visit often, and it'll give you the list of people that are in all those places as well.
That's scary as well.
Way over the top, isn't it?
Nobody knew
about
that.
It's on by default. You can disable it, and it's not called ghost mode. You just go in and turn off the feature.
I'm going to do that straight away. Thanks very much, Jason. There's another thing. Is your daughter on Facebook?
Yeah.
You need to sort that out as well.
Oh my God.
Before I let you go, Deborah, quick question, because I just got a text message saying, I wonder what... people are so nosy. I wonder what Deborah's house alarm code is. Is your house code your date of birth?
No.
That's okay. Because did you know...
She's not going to tell us if it is.
No, but 1/3 of people, their house alarm code, I believe, is actually their date of birth. How stupid could you be?
Or an anniversary, or...
Yeah.
It's crazy so, people. So it's no, not, it's actually a magic number that we just pulled out of the sky.
The voice of the city.
98FM's Dublin Talks.
With Adrian Kennedy.
We're live every morning from 10 on 98FM.